Ocean productivity is the rate that the small plants in the ocean, the phytoplankton, take carbon from the water, carbon dioxide from the water, using nutrients, fertilizers in the water, and make more plants. It's analogous to the way grass grows in your lawn. In the springtime, when the light increases, lots of moisture around, the grass grows like crazy, particularly if you fertilize it. Plants in the ocean grow exactly the same way. Why do we need to measure how quickly they grow and what they're doing with the carbon that they make? The ocean is the biggest sink of atmospheric carbon dioxide. And in order to understand the balance between the atmospheric carbon dioxide and the ocean carbon dioxide and what's being buried down into the deep ocean, we need to know how quickly those plants are growing and fixing that carbon dioxide. The Southern Ocean is the place to be because it's so large and because the seasonality, we range from the subantarctic zone right down to the ice. It's so big, so continuous, that there's a heck of a lot of carbon gets fixed and put in here. The whole area is iron limited with the exception of islands like Kerguelen, where if the ocean is iron limited, then that's going to put a brake on phytoplankton growth, and we can't get as much growth as we would like to see in regions like the North Pacific, for example, or the Atlantic, which gets huge dust storms coming off the Gobi Desert or the Sahara Desert, carrying iron into the surface water, and that will increase the productivity. The Southern Ocean, we don't have the land masses for that. But what we do have is just such a huge area of ocean, all the way around the globe, between the subtropical convergence and the ice age. It is the place to be to do this sort of research because it's big, there's an enormous impact of the area, and without these episodic iron events, things are slightly more predictable than in the Northern Oceans where you have a strong seasonal cycle, but these erratic dust events can really cause quite major differences in what they see. This instrument will take out on Southern Surveyor on a cruise in March 2006, and it will measure absorption by the phytoplankton, which will start to allow us to get what species are there, or what taxa are there. It'll allow us to measure how much chlorophyll is there. It'll allow us to measure how much colored organic dissolved organic matter is in the water, which can interfere with the chlorophyll measurement. It's really an enormously powerful instrument.